We're here with former Broncos tight end Joel Dreesen as Peyton Manning getting set to announce his retirement. First of all, what did you think of the news when it came out?
I was just happy to have ever played with the guy, happy to have known him, happy to have gotten to spend two seasons playing with him. I mean, we're talking about a guy who achieved sustained success in the most challenging, most competitive sport and business in the world. I mean, the guy did it all, Super Bowl MVP, multiple Pro Bowls, league MVP, you know, and the list goes on and on. And he did it the entire time while being the definition of humility. So just a very, very special person and blessed to have known him.
Playing with Peyton, what was he like as a teammate and in the huddles? I mean, we hear so many stories. What was he really like, though?
Just the ultimate competitor, very intense. No detail was too small. I think I heard him say a million times, hey, how you do the small things is how you do everything. So he was one of the reasons I came to play in Denver, really, because it was no secret that everybody that played with Peyton Manning got better. And I certainly was no exception to that rule either. He made me better. And like I said, it was a lot of fun.
We know that he also liked to play a lot of jokes, and he was a teammate like that. You have a very good Peyton Manning story or something that you could share?
Yeah, one day I actually caught him in my locker changing the language on my iPhone, and he put it down real quick and walked away with a little smirk. I'm like, hey, stay out of my locker, bud. So he was actually charging his iPad in my locker, I don't know, a couple weeks later. So I set a dog's barking alarm to go off at like 2 or 3 in the morning on his iPad, because I know it's glued to his hands. So, but when I got home that night, I told my wife that I had done that. She's like, no, he has young kids. You got to call him. He needs to sleep. You'd be mad if someone did that to you. So I forewarned him that I set the alarm. So I don't think I got the satisfaction of actually waking him up to dogs barking from his iPad in the middle of the night. But he claims that I didn't turn it off. So he claims it did wake his wife up a couple nights later. So I still don't know the truth to that. But that was my best practical joke, you know, payback attempt to Peyton.
After you do something like that, maybe you don't see as many balls or something, huh?
I was playing with fire, and my wife made that comment, so I was sure I better let him know that, hey, this is not a good idea.
Peyton makes things look so easy when he's out there, but is that just because he works so hard and he does all the extra work that makes it so he can do what he can do?
Sure, and I mean, you've heard coach after coach after coach who's ever spent any kind of time with him that I think I read Bruce Arians describe him like a piranha in his preparation, which is very, very accurate. Sometimes in training camp, you know, he called me over to his hotel room late at night. I'm half asleep. He's like, Joel, we got to watch this, you know, blitz walkthrough one more time. Really? I'm like, can't we do it tomorrow? But very meticulous in his preparation, and obviously it showed on the field. We're talking about a guy who 18 seasons. That's so long to do in that sport to stay healthy and to be as good at it as he was. Like I said, very, very special.
He does. We know everything he does on the field, but off the field, he can do so much for his city too, right?
Sure. I mean, just look back 4 years ago, what he did for the Broncos, for this whole town. Really, we're talking about two Super Bowl appearances, one victory which was his last game. So, in AFC West championships, you know, buys in the first round of the playoffs. That's a brand. That's a style of football that breeds winning. Really, so it's hard to come by, and he helped. This city to achieve that for 4 years.
Kind of cool that he went out on top, Super Bowl 50 champion.
No doubt. I mean, I think I just saw the ticker on the bottom of NFL Network say that John Elway and Peyton Manning are the only quarterbacks to their last start will be a Super Bowl victory. So that's really cool.
What do you think he's going to do next? I mean, you know the guy well. I mean, what, TV, coaching, what is it?
I don't know. That's a good question. He can be anything. He's going to be good at it. That's how he operates. So, whatever he wants, I suspect he's going to take some time and just relax. And like most of us who walk away from the game or get walked away from the game at times, he'll take his time and he'll get bored pretty fast. So I suspect he won't stay not busy very long.
Okay, well, we'll all certainly miss him. Thank you very much. That's former Broncos tight end Joel Dreesen.